Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Bulldog Podcast. Veterans Day is coming up on November 11th, so this week we'll be hearing from three faculty members here at Dwight Englewood, Mr. King, Mr. Wall, and Mr. Iwomsky, all of whom are veterans, to talk a bit about what Veterans Day is and the importance of the day. So here's Mr. Iwomsky. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you please start by introducing yourself?
Well, I'm Joe Iwomsky, and I've been a faculty member here at Dwight Englewood since 1999, so this is my 24th year here. And I grew up in New Jersey. I went to school in New Jersey. Went to school in several places, but I also served in the Navy right after my undergraduate years in college.
All right, great. So first thing we'd like is if you could talk a little bit about your veteran experience.
Well, I grew up at the Jersey Shore. I grew up in Monmouth County, and I grew up around the water. My family, we were always sailing and boating and, you know, around the beach and everything like that. And I also, in my family, there was a significant amount of military history. Not anything, you know, massive or anything like that, but, you know, I had uncles who served in Vietnam. I had great uncles who served in World War II and so on. So I always had this sense when I was a kid growing up, I always thought about the military as a possible option for myself. And I went to a high school that's not that different from Dwight Englewood. I went to Rumson-Fairhaven Regional High School, which is in a community that's fairly wealthy and, you know, so on. And I didn't really see a lot of my peers going into the military. And I just, you know, part of me was, I wanted to do something different than everyone else. So when push came to shove my senior year, I actually thought about going to the Naval Academy. I thought about doing ROTC. I just didn't, you know, it just didn't pan out. I decided not to do those things. And my senior year in college, the fall of my senior year in college, I just happened to return one of those, those flyers, you know, that you guys, when you go to college, you'll probably get them from the military. And I just returned one, and I followed up on it, and I was recruited into the Navy, and I ended up being a submariner, which was kind of a unique experience in the military. But I went, you know, right after I was done with college, I went off. I graduated in June. I went off. I didn't have to be at officer candidate school until like August 1st or something like that. So I went off and rambled around Europe, and I was already getting paid by the military. You know, it was great. So, and then I went to OCS and went into the service.
That's really interesting. Can you talk a little bit about the history or the significance of this day?
Well, Veterans Day, the fact that it's November 11th has to do with the end of World War I, I believe, Armistice Day. You know, the armistice was signed on November 11th at 11 a.m. You know, I'm not sure what the significance of the 11 is there, but maybe the 11th hour. But at any rate, that's when it came into, I think it was known as Armistice Day originally. And then Veterans Day, we fought our country. We had a lot of people fighting in World War I, and then of course World War II, and subsequent wars. And I'm not sure when they made it into Veterans Day and made it into a national holiday. It's just, to me, it's always been, even before I was in the, it's just a day to honor people. Really, it's a day of thanks. You know, it's distinct from Memorial Day, which is a day to remember people who gave everything, including their lives, in military service. Veterans Day is just a day to kind of thank people who have served. I've always viewed serving in the military as a way of, giving back. I always felt an obligation to serve my country. in some capacity. When I went in, I thought I was going to make it a career, but I just decided after, you know, my junior officer tour 6 years or something that I wasn't going to do that. And I realized there are other ways to serve too. You know, you don't have to go into the military to serve. But I think it's really just one of those days where we honor people who did something for the rest of us. You know, they're willing to go out there. I mean, I look at, and I served in a time, you know, I served in the, you know, from the mid 80s into the early 90s when, you know, we were in the midst of something known as the Cold War. You know, it wasn't like a hot war. Nowadays, I look at some of the young men who are serving in all these hot spots around the world. And that's a whole different animal. You know, even, you know, I know I've worked with John King for a long time. I know John served in Vietnam. You know, I was lucky enough, you know, that my service was, you know, anything can happen, but, you know, my service was out in the middle of the ocean during a time when we weren't actually, you know, firing weapons at another country, or at least not, certainly my submarine wasn't.
Yeah, thank you. So I guess to elaborate a little, you've already talked a little bit about this already, but why do you think Veterans Day is so important and something that we as a community should acknowledge?
Well, I guess it comes down to the fact that, you know, this is my opinion, and it may be an opinion that people agree with or disagree with, but we have to have a military force. The idealistic world is, you know, that says, you know, maybe there's a day when we don't need a military anymore. Well, we look around the world around us, you know, what's happening in Ukraine and other places. We need a strong military. We don't have to be, you know, and I'm not saying that we are better or worse than anybody else. Certainly America has a history of aggression as well as, you know, other more positive aspects. But we have to have a military, and what makes it so great and or unique in our, maybe not unique, I'm sure there are other countries that have this too, but our military is a volunteer military. Nobody is, I mean, they could bring back a draft if push came to shove. You know, the government could bring back a draft. But the people who are in the military today are people who have volunteered to go and put themselves on the line for their country. And so that's why I think it's important to, you know, to recognize the sacrifice that a lot of these people have made.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I appreciate it. This is the first, I mean, I've been here 24 years. This is the first time we've done, I know we do things around Veterans Day, but this is really nice. So thank you.
So here is Mr. King. Welcome. Can you please start by introducing yourself and sharing a little bit about your veteran experience?
Okay. Hi, I'm John King. I was in college. I was in ROTC, so I came out of college with a BS and also a commission. I was a second lieutenant in the Army, in the infantry in particular. And I served, it's a long time ago. I served here with the 82nd Airborne Division in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And in November 9th, 1971, I reported for duty in Vietnam, and I was an infantry platoon leader for 6 months. I was only there for 6 months because at that time, it was late in the war, and at that time, the Army was reducing the size of the Army because they didn't need soldiers anymore. They knew that this thing was going to all end pretty soon. Again, this is this is November of 71. I had gotten married to the same person I'm married to now the previous February, and just as an aside, and they were looking for people in a certain category. When I went on active duty, I felt that I needed more schooling than infantry officers get, and so I put myself in a what they called a voluntary indefinite status, which means I was going to serve indefinitely as long as the Army wanted me and I wanted in the Army. And so they sent me to a couple of schools, more training. I went to airborne school and jumped out of perfectly good airplanes. And I went through the Ranger training, which was crazy. And then I went to a couple other schools, and that was good. By the time I had to go to Vietnam, I felt like I wasn't going to get anybody killed. So that's where I was. And I served in Vietnam. I was with the 1st Cavalry Division, and 82nd Airborne Division is one of the U.S. Army's premier divisions. You know, it was the elements of the 82nd jumped into Normandy in World War II, and they call it America's Guard of Honor, and it's not far from Washington, so there's always a platoon or a company of men that are always on alert. Matter of fact, they commend you when it's your immediate reaction force week. You bring all your stuff, you move out of your house, you move into the barracks, and sometimes you're called to go somewhere. My roommate at the time, his name was Jim Lindemann, was the immediate reaction unit leader. And this was at the time when I think it was Jordan. Jordan was threatening to invade Israel, and the Americans were saying, no, you can't do that. So they were briefing him. He was going to parachute into to Jordan, and he went on a briefing, and they were showing him the drop zone, and he was really close. He was scared, and I don't blame him. During some of the times that we were there, there were riots in Newark. My platoon sergeant had been in the Army when there were riots in Newark in 65. This was later than that, and there were riots in, where were they? I think it might have been New York or Washington. And they were telling the 82nd, you know, you've got to get ready to go. You're going to have to do riot control. Well, you know, infantry soldiers aren't good riot controls. And, you know, we weren't really trained for that. But you go where they tell you to go. And that was very strange. I didn't know what I was going to do, whether I was going to be able to order people to shoot at people that looked like me and were young and crazy and with passion. And I don't know, it was hard. Fortunately, it never came down to that.
Why do you think Veterans Day is important?
Well, you know, I'm going to make my speech on Monday, and a lot of people decided that they needed to serve their country. There are many different reasons for people to do it, but over and over and over again, people put themselves in harm's way so that people, quote unquote, back home can live the way they want to live. So they, you know, there are people that we owe a lot to, and we should remember them. And I think that's what Veterans Day is all about.
So kind of adding on to that a little bit, what are some ways that people observe Veterans Day, or how do you observe Veterans Day?
I observe Veterans Day since I've been working here for so long. I speak to students, mm-hmm. and let them know, you know, what's going on that day. You could observe it by going to a veteran's home and working. I've never done that. Just raising consciousness, I think, is the most important thing. You also, America hasn't gone back and forth about taking care of our veterans, and rattling your congressman's cage and saying, hey, there are people that aren't being taken care of. The veterans' hospitals and the veterans' homes were woefully underfunded for a long time and needed congressional action. They need to hear that people care about that stuff.
Is there anything you would like people who are not veterans to know about this day and or the veteran experience?
It really depends. If you're in a combat zone, all of your civilizing impulses go out the window. You're trained to not look at your enemy as humans. You're trained to look at them as subunits so you can kill them if you have to. It's as simple as that. That's not a normal way for people to go through life. And transitioning away from that back to civilian life can be very difficult. I was lucky. I was extremely lucky. I was already married. I already had a degree. I knew I was going to be a teacher. So I had something to come back to. A lot of my soldiers were very young kids and were not married, and they were coming back to nothing, the streets. And that transition for many of them was very, very difficult. I felt for them. And I think it goes on today. You know, people, if they came from a good family and they came from connections with people, transitioning back into that was much easier than, you know, a lot of young people who just were pulled out of their safe zone, for want of a better word. And now, you know, in my time, we had a draft and people were serving involuntarily. Now they've gotten rid of the draft, but, you know, the people who still put themselves in harm's way, if they want to leave the service and go and pursue a civilian life, the transition can be really hard. People need to know that.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. King, for joining us, and thank you for your service.
That's great. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
So here is Mr. Wallen. Welcome. Can you please start by introducing yourself?
Hi, everybody. My name's David Wallen. I'm one of the learning specialists in the upper school, and I'm also a veteran.
Very cool. Thank you for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit about your veteran experience?
Sure. It was a long time ago. I joined the military when I was 19 or 20 years old. I can't quite remember. So it was a little over 20 years ago, which sounds crazy to me to say. And my story of becoming a soldier is kind of an interesting one. I'll try to do this quickly. I took some time off after college. You know, I was a good student, was ready to go to college, but spent a summer backpacking through Europe after high school, and I ended up staying there longer than I thought, and didn't come back for college, and ended up traveling for several years, all which culminated in a 6-month-long canoe trip. So I blew through all of my college money, all of my savings, and finished my canoe trip at a time when all the college admissions and everything had passed. So I was kind of in no man's land, to use a metaphor, military metaphor. So I ran out to the grocery store one day to get milk for my mom, and there was an Army recruiting center next to the grocery store. And I walked in and I signed up and I came back with the milk and told my mom I had joined the Army. So then I was in for another 2 years after that.
Wow, that's really cool. So can you talk a little bit about your personal connection to Veterans Day?
Yeah, it's always strange to think of myself as a veteran. I was in the military, like I said, about a year and a half. I was stationed in Fort Benning, Georgia, is where I did basic training and something called advanced individual training. My specific job, I was an infantry soldier, so I was a grunt. And I drove a Bradley assault vehicle was my job, which is also kind of crazy to say. I ended up getting stationed in Baumholder, Germany, where I spent some time. And my job there was to help manage and support missions to Kosovo and Macedonia. Eventually, I was medically processed out of the military because of a heart condition that was kind of unrelated. And I ended up going to Washington, D.C. for a little while. And I'm technically considered a disabled vet because of kind of how everything played out for me. To be honest, being a veteran has always taken up kind of a very small portion of my identity. I don't really think of myself as a veteran on a daily basis. Sometimes when Veterans Day rolls around, I'm like, oh yeah, I was in the Army. My brother was also in the military. He was actually in the Persian Gulf War. So sometimes, you know, that connection comes up between us. but it's a strange thing to think of myself as a veteran. I know we have a small, pretty small community of veterans in the school between myself, Mr. Iwanski, and Mr. King. But I think one of the most meaningful things to me about being a veteran is kind of having that unique perspective that maybe a lot of people don't have. I grew up in a small town in Illinois. Being in the Army, being stationed overseas, being around other soldiers from all over the country, I think made me realize that it's a much bigger world out there than most people imagine. And it's a more complicated world, too, than a lot of us realize. And I think that was helpful in a lot of ways, you know, learning that lesson early on in my life. And as much as maybe I don't see myself as a veteran, I respect kind of the insight it's given me about people, about the world, and about, you know, our place in it.
So why do you think Veterans Day is important?
It's a good question. And I guess I've struggled with this in the past a little bit, but, you know, there's the traditional notions of, you know, honoring veterans for their service to the country, for sacrifice. So I think that's often how I frame it for myself, is that Veterans Day is a reflection of what service and sacrifice means. And I think it can mean a lot of different things to different people. Yes, it can be going to fight in some war, defending the country in some way, but there's lots of people that make sacrifices and serve their country. I think teachers do it every day, right? And I was around a lot of different soldiers earlier on in my life. I'm around a lot of teachers for the last 20 years as an educator, and teachers make sacrifices all the time. I think they're very dedicated to students and to serving a larger cause for students, for the country. So there's that connection to kind of what it means to honor this country, to think about, you know, what is worth fighting for, and what is worth fighting to change in this country. So I think kind of my platonic ideal of what a veteran is someone who kind of fights for what's right, for what's good, for what's needed. It doesn't always work out that way with the military and the military's history. But I think the best of intentions and kind of what veterans hope to serve is some larger cause for the common good.
So expanding on that, do you think there's anything we can do in school to observe this day?
In the past, I've been here 5 years now, and there's always a moment at assembly where we look back. I've heard Mr. King speak, I've heard Mr. Iwanski speak about what the day means to them. That moment of acknowledgement, I think, is helpful. I think it's important. I think it can be informative as well to kind of think critically about our own past, to think about, again, what it means to serve, to sacrifice, you know, what is the meaning of patriotism, because that too can mean a lot of different things to different people. So that moment of reflection is helpful. I know a lot of people think we should have that day off. I did at my previous school. We don't have that day off here. Maybe I should have that day off. I don't know about all of you. But I don't think it's necessary. I think it's helpful to acknowledge it. I think that's an important process to think about, you know, what that day means. I think reflecting on personal history, reflecting on collective history is always a useful exercise.
I think that's a good note to wrap up on. So thank you so much, Mr. Wallen, for joining us today. It was great having you.
Thanks, Jackie.